Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go around the country thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn with Associate Professor Jeremy Brownlie in regards to Kigari dingoes in the spotlight after recent human dingo incident on the island. And Kigari, of course, is the former island, Fraser Island. And we do have Associate Professor Jeremy Brownlie on the line. And a very good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Trevor. Good morning to you, mate.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Professor?
So I'm based here in Mianjin in Brisbane at the Nathan Campus Griffith University.
Okay, thank you very much. So, yeah, we just had a recent human attack by a dingo on Kigari Island. Is this becoming a regular thing with our dingoes?
Look, I think they're a wild animal. They're a wild wild dog. There's a lot of people that visit that part of the country every year. There's around 350,000 to 500,000 visitors that come onto the island each year.
Sure.
So that sometimes there's attacks on the mainland, but my suspicion is just with all of those visitors coming in, it might be a really rare occurrence, but there's so many people coming in. There's a lot of contact between people and the dingoes.
Yes. So when you look at the population of humans in the one space, they'd operate differently, the dingoes, compared to dingoes on the mainland and out in the wilderness where not a lot of human traffic.
Yeah, that's right. But I would imagine that the dingoes on Kigari they're pretty used to seeing people around the place, whereas the ones in the Western Deserts, for example, they wouldn't get a lot of contact with people, and probably a lot more wary of humans. And we see that with animals that are, say, like kangaroos, for example, that are in town. They behave, a bit differently to the ones that are more out in the bush. They just become a lot more habituated or used to seeing people around the place.
Yes, yes. Now, with the recent incident, a lady was jogging, and two or three of them attacked her. So they're packing, like, in a pack, don't they, when they attack?
Yeah, and so, one of the things that we got, one of the pieces of information they give to all of the visitors, if you jump online and look at the website, one of the things that it says is don't run. Running and jogging can actually trigger a negative behaviour with dingoes.
Yes.
The other thing there is, always to be in groups, to stay close and, without in arm's reach, particularly of kids and young teenagers, just so that, you're a bigger group of people. And as I said, they're a wild dog. They're trying to find food. And if they see something that...
Singly, as an individual... Exactly.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
And those warnings are on the website for Kigari, is that right?
That's correct. Yes. So that's ones that the Queensland, Wildlife and Park Service have had for years and years, just sort of talking about, how to behave really sort of, lock up your food and even even if you're out on the boat, they're saying you've got to keep it locked up.
Exactly. They'll get in. They're looking for food, scavenging.
Correct.
Exactly. Correct. Yeah. Well, then the humans, there we are, sometimes are at fault, concerns and prayers and Yeah, our thoughts are going to the lady who just attacked. Absolutely. But if you're listening, if you're abiding by the rules, so to speak, in regard to safety, you wouldn't have these dramas.
Yeah, it's all about minimising that. Okay. You know? I think the dingoes, they're such an iconic part of Cowrie. You know, you look at all of the advertising campaigns for tourists, you know, yeah. You see these beautiful images of you know, pristine environment, and then these remarkable, iconic animals down on the beach. But I think for a number of people that aren't used to wild animals, we sort of think, oh, yeah, they're just like our dogs, you know, might get a little bit close or see that they're pretty hungry. Like, you know, there isn't a lot of food for them, I think, for some people. A bit like feeding birds, they'll feed the dogs as well, the dingoes as well, and that's when they start to get a bit of bad behaviour, because then they start going, oh, okay, well, here's some people that they might have a bit of food.
Yes.
You know, the last one.
So they'll approach the people because the last people fed them.
Correct. Correct. So it really is. It needs everyone to sort of do the right thing. It minimises the risk. It doesn't get rid of it. It just minimises that risk that there's going to be a negative interaction with.
Jeremy, do you think there'd be a situation where they may remove the dingoes?
Look, they always say it's a last resort, and for good reason, right? Because the dingoes are a pack animal, and so if you take out one animal from that pack, it changes the whole societal structure for that pack.
Right.
So, you know, it might be a dingo that plays a caring role, it might be one that's in a hunting role or a leading role, exactly right.
Gotcha.
And so when they, you know, if there is a decision to look at the behaviour of the animals, certainly the statement, because they actually put down a dingo a couple of weeks ago, I saw, and there was a media release talking through that process, and they stressed the importance there of... you know, that they've got a clear management plan that monitors the dingo behaviour. They track the dingoes. They take on community concerns for either tourists, but they also engage with the Botala people, the traditional owners, and sort of talk through that process as well. So, look, I'd imagine, you know, that I know that they're probably looking at the dingoes that were involved in the most recent attack, and they'll take a really long, considered approach around that and try and work out, can we change it so that we don't see this, but try and keep the dingoes in there as much as possible, but keep people's safety as well.
But Cowrie has always been there, former Fraser Island, has always been there. So has the dingoes always been there? Is that the environment?
Well, that's a really good question. So we think the island's separated from the mainland. Maybe 8,000, 10,000 years ago, and that, but again, but that's just a guess, right?
Sure. Okay. Sure. Yeah.
In terms of when dingoes arrived on the mainland, that the oldest remains that were found were in caves down on the Nullarbor. They're about 3,500 years old. The genetics suggest that maybe somewhere between 5,000 and even 10,000 years ago they arrived. In a couple of waves onto that. So, look, they've definitely been on Cowrie for a really long time, you know, thousands of years.
Yes.
But a very small population that exists there today.
So while we are using Cowrie as a destination for tourists, all tourists need to abide by the rules. So we can work in with the dingoes.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, it's about respecting the environment.
Exactly.
Go there, enjoy it, lay footprints, but very much, you know, be there, be respectful and follow the rules.
Exactly, follow rules. So we're talking about, like, everyone loves to be fit and run and walk out in the wilderness, you know, especially when you go to a place like Cowrie Islands there, is do the jog with a group of people.
Yeah,
so then the dingoes will shy away from attack if there's 10 people running.
Correct.
Simple idea. Yeah. Hey, good yarn with you. Thank you very much for sharing, Jeremy. All the best, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, beautiful yarn there with Associate Professor Jeremy Brownlie. Just talking about the incident that happened with the human attack by a dingo, incident on Cowrie Island. formerly Fraser Island, and talking about the situation with the dingoes. That's their environment. They are on the island, but there are rules in place to engage with the dingoes. And if you run them by yourself doing a jog, for example, then that's an attack. That's your individual a prey for them as they operate in packs. So they're seeing you run as an individual. So the rules is don't run an individual. And the rules states that check out your webpage before you go to Kigari and do all the rules to keep your family, keep yourself safe. And if they're saying if you're going to jog, don't jog by yourself. So have about 10 of you jogging. That'll be put the fishing off. But have you say Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Someone talking, man, I'm kneeling. darkness came a stranger's hand. It was a wild Kentucky man. I said, Governor, why don't you just leave me alone? I'm out of petrol, and I was just on my way home. I didn't worry about the crinkles in the sand when I was chased by wild Kentucky man.
This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Come, ya little bro, bro, come, ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton rule of passion pop. So if you wait for me, Lord Sand Beach, if not, say see your war. If I know low boat, I low dinghy, you are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow fashion pop.
Yeah, Two Deli, Seshia Wharf. That's our black image here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yana's wrong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So Yana's wrong, Uli is here on your daily program. I believe we've got Sylvia on the line. Sylvia, good morning, Sylvia. How are you?
Kaya Quab Ketada, making sure I keep healthy. How are you going?
I'm well, I'm well. Yes, every day above ground is a good day. We're here, aren't we?
That's every single day that we're here, we're winning.
Good, exactly right. How you been travelling, sister? You good?
Working very hard to keep healthy. The COVID vaccines wore me out a lot.
Yeah.
And my veins are playing up a bit. I've always had bad circulation, which is why I carry on about health so much.
Yes.
And we need our proper foods. If we don't get our proper foods, Trendy Trev, we can't get enough nutrition into us.
Well, we do a lot for our car, our vehicles. We service the car, we change the tyres and, you know, change the oil, what have you. Very rare we do things to look after ourselves, our body, the vehicle that carries us. Isn't that the case?
Well, in the past, we didn't have to because it was all there. Everything was here. So you know, if we look at epigenetics, we don't just carry the traumas through, we also carry that ancient wise knowledge through.
Exactly.
And our instincts are how it's always been for the millions and thousands of years of living in a Garden of Eden with everything already organized and worked out to be, you know, in balance with everything.
Well, the land is our supermarket, isn't it? The ocean's our supermarket. We just shop and live healthy lives, and that has gone by the wayside, hasn't it?
That's a huge, huge problem. Huge, huge problem. You know, so it has gone, and we've got to learn this new way of doing it now.
Sure, exactly. But if you look at the gardening, the way
survival,
we used to live life,
there isn't any other choice, you know, other than to adapt and learn the new way.
Sure.
And that's hard work.
It is hard work, and then
it's
you
really
look at
hard work.
We used to do our own gardening, didn't we?
Wrong foods for us.
We used to do our own gardening. That was exercise,
right,
wasn't it?
For us, we need what always grow. No, we always had here. There's research that has shown that.
Yes.
Can you hear me, Trevor?
I can hear you. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Gone off.
No, I lost her. That's Sylvia calling from WA. Yeah, Sylvia, I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me. I was picking up everything you were saying, but picking up everything you were putting down. But call back and continue that yarn. But healthy living and healthy lifestyle. And back in the day, we used to, well, virtually every household had their own gardens in their backyards or on their property. And that in itself was fresh food, but good exercise as well. Now we just get online, order through Woolworths, and they drop it off to us. And we don't even have to walk outside. They come and knock on our door and deliver the food. And you're talking about healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So sometimes that doesn't happen. Too much couch, not enough ouch. That's what Trendy Trev says. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416. National Tall Black, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, based down there at Brisbane. Big shout out, NERS. Hope you're well. Deadly team down there. And thank you for putting us across the airwaves. Too deadly.
I'm driving out to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing me. Haven't been up this way in years. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Everybody!
I'll spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. Listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family. I'll spend my time with my family.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, too true. Guy Sebastian, thank you very much. It is National Talk Black and yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray, Finn McCurry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumrah Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, sleeping through danger, hard of hearing, and elderly Australians at risk of fatal house fires. At least one Australian dies from residential fires each week. Over a third of fatalities being over 65 years old. Half of Australians are concerned that their relatives could not escape a house fire in time. To keep families fire safe this winter, Brooks Australia is encouraging Aussies to take appropriate measures, upgrade their fire safety gear, and check in on their elderly relatives. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Cathy Brand, fire expert and CEO at Brooks Australia. On the line, we've got Cathy. Cathy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Cathy?
I'm in Melbourne.
In Melbourne.
I would say sunny Melbourne, but not really.
Not really. Well, I'm sunny North Queensland, and I can say sunny, and it's warm up here at the moment.
Well, that's good.
Look, thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation. Can you tell us more about the risk of house fires for older Aussies?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately, one Australian dies from a residential house fire each week, and a third of those fatalities are in people who are over 65 years of age.
Well, that's one too many for sure, you know, but we're talking about every house in Australia, well, compulsory to have fire alarms in there. But what you're saying is elderly who've got a problem with hearing can sleep through it and fatality may occur.
That's exactly right. If you're hard of hearing, you know, over half of people don't sleep with their hearing aids or assistance at night, and they can absolutely not hear a smoke alarm. And most people don't realise that you can't actually smell smoke while you're asleep.
Sure.
If they can't hear it and can't smell it, and 64% of house fires occur between 8 p.m. and 8 a.m.,
yeah.
It's a very dangerous situation.
And with that, well, it's the smoke that kills you, doesn't it? So if you're breathing all in carbon dioxide, you're, well, in a bad situation. So we need to do our bit in regard to keeping an eye on our elderly relatives, but neighbours as well.
Oh, absolutely. Just keep an eye out and have that conversation. If it's a relative, you know, obviously make sure they have an escape plan. Make sure it's routine for them.
Mm.
The more they see it and then work through it, then it's easier for them. And if it's a neighbour, just say, hey, I'll be your support person. If something happens, come knock on my door.
Sure.
Regardless of time.
Yeah, exactly. Now, how are Brooks keeping Aussies fire safe? How are you guys doing that?
Yeah, well, we actually work across all dry fire, and one of the specialised things that we do is we actually have developed and sell a product that is a strobe with a flashing light and also a Patrice that will sit under your pillow that will shake your pillow.
Okay.
So these things, you know, can alert and assist anybody that's hard of hearing or sleep very soundly or
yes.
have, you know, other devices. So absolutely they're there. And on our website as well, we have escape plans and a grid that you can download and work through with your family.
Yeah, it's a team effort, isn't it? Where can Australians go to find out more, Cathy? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to our website, www.brooks.com.au. On that website, as I said, you can download an escape plan. Mm. There's how-to videos that will show you any hard of hearing products that we have, give you cool. some tips and talk through there. And you know, I can't stress enough that please test your smoke alarms, because only working smoke alarms do save lives.
Fantastic. And look, we are living in the 21st century. It's great to have these new gadgets that come to the table, so to speak. I like the idea of underneath your pillow and shakes your pillow. That sort of, in a way, will wake you up. So we need to do whatever we can. Cost is not a thing, not an issue. It's about saving people's lives, isn't it?
Absolutely. And bear in mind, too, that these are a safety investment in your home. And,
exactly.
And your smoke alarms and these devices, they have a 10-year life cycle. So it's not like you're buying a gimmick gadget and it's only going to last you, you know, a year. People update their phones. They update all sorts of things. But this is a true warning device that will give you the best chance of survival.
Cathy, thank you very much. Good yarning with you. Keith Smiler, stay warm. And we'll yarn soon, Cathy.
Yeah, perfect. Stay safe.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Cathy Brand, her name is, fire expert and CEO at Brooks Australia, and just talking about sleeping through danger, hard of hearing, and elderly Australians are at risk of fatal house fires. So we need to do our bit as a family and as neighbours, keep an eye on our elderly relatives and neighbours, and let them know you're there for support. But it's about looking after them and being alert, having your eyes and ears open. That's what it's all about, keeping people safe. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you. Don't forget, you can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly.
Try to be stupid, but I try to seek and my story. I wonder after all that you've keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Track is Caught on Your Lips. That's by Dwayne Eversmith here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to try again with Sylvia. Sylvia, good morning. You there?
Yes, Kaya.
I can hear you, but you couldn't hear me. So I picked up everything you were saying. But
it's a gremlin thing.
A gremlin thing. And yeah, you were saying. So I was saying before that, back in the day, virtually everybody had a garden in their backyard or on their property. And that in itself was fresh food, but also good exercise too, wasn't it?
Yes, and it's such natural exercise,
yeah.
You know, with the oxygen from the trees and the birds singing.
Yeah, thank you. Music in the background as well.
Absolutely.
You've got a garden in your property?
What's really, really worrying me, you know how the climate change is getting so escalating, snowballing?
Yes.
The way, and no, you know, all their solutions seem to be is to mine for lithium and have electric cars. I can't see any of the, you know, the ancient clever knowledge from all cultures of the past being used to care for our planet and to make our lifestyles more simpler and in harmony with the environment, the way in which always was done in this land prior to the invasion.
I reckon a lot of First Nation people do a bit on their country, looking after country, you know. That should be templated across the globe.
They need everyone in this country to do that.
Exactly. It's a team effort, isn't it?
Because they're all concrete jungle and they keep cutting the trees down and mining and all the things that cause climate change. I'd like to know how many houses could be warmed up with all the forest fires.
Yeah. True.
What are they causing to? What's their carbon footprint or these forest fires?
Yeah, exactly right.
They don't mention the carbon footprint of the forest fires.
No, they don't. They don't. And there should be more information for constituents, don't you think?
I think you're going to disappear again, Trevor.
Yeah, no. I can hear you. You can't hear me. Is that right?
Can you hear me? I can hear you. It just went wobbly.
Okay. Well, don't let it go wobbly. I was saying
it
that...
It just went a little bit wobbly.
Sylvia, they're looking for life on Mars, other planets. But they should look after this planet first, should they not?
Well, that causes climate change, all those spaceships,
all the
trucks that they need, all the oils and petrols
and the gases
that they have to burn in the manufacturing. So that's causing lots of climate change. And why not put that money into looking after the forest worldwide?
Forest, Mother Earth, and also
Greece
homeless
is burning,
people.
Russia's burning, Spain
people
is burning.
People starving in the world, the wars.
France burned. And on the ABC News, they say we're in for a very hot summer and they're expecting more fires here next summer.
Yeah, exactly.
So why aren't they doing prevention and getting the people out into the forest and cleaning them the way in which they were in the past?
Well, exactly. Mother Earth is screaming out. No
Did
one's
you
listening.
Me, Trevor? Has it gone off again?
Nah, I lost you. It's a Sylvia. So sorry, Sylvia. We're in and out, aren't we? My apologies. But, I'm picking up what you're putting down. And, we should be looking after Mother Earth. I hear you there. So very important. But it is a team effort. We all got to do our bits. I think the electric cars are coming on. I think all cars should be electric. That'll probably kill a lot of the industry in regarding mining and what have you, and oil and all that sort of stuff, big industries with big employment. But at what cost? Let's keep planet Earth safe, Mother Earth. That's what it's all about. Have your say. Tell us your thoughts here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 12 minutes left on the program. Then we've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Otherwise, give Trendy Trevor a call. Murray from the Curry. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's a new track there. Poison Planet is called. After just talking to Sylvia, that's Coloured Stone, Poison Planet. I've just talked to Sylvia in regarding global climate and Mother Earth and what have you. There it is. That song was next on the track. So fantastic. Time is everything in life, isn't it? We'll try again with Sylvia. Sylvia, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
You may get cut out again, but I was talking to you and I just went to the next song and it was just in the rack. Poison Planet is cool by Coloured Stone. And we're just talking about global climate and protecting Mother Earth. So time is everything in life.
Well, everyone's, the news is saying it, people are saying it. The only ones that aren't are the climate change deniers.
Yes,
but
exactly.
I can't believe, and war, what does that cost the planet?
Well, exactly. When you look at Russia and what's happening over there.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
Well, and when you're talking about war this day and age, 21st century, I mean, it's just press of a button and everyone can be gone. Kill millions and billions of people, So war shouldn't be, we shouldn't be having war this day and age.
No.
You all got your own country, live by your country.
Suffering.
Exactly. A lot of people suffer because of it.
A lot of people really suffer because the animals are suffering.
Yeah.
Because it's the totems and the connection to Mother Earth.
Exactly. We were just talking about
that. So that's why I phoned, But we have to work so hard. Mm. Let's hope we can get through. I've contacted politicians about it. I'm just hoping that they'll start employing our people properly in the forest and look after them properly like they did.
Well, that's why I take my hats off to First Nation rangers when they're working on country. They're looking after country. I think that's so fantastic. And when you talk to those rangers, they're so passionate about their job, they're getting paid to look after their country. I mean, that's the best job in the world.
Absolutely. But we need to have more, way more.
Well, black and white, eh?
Yes, so because they used to grow all the foods, Trevor.
Yes, exactly.
And native foods are high in nutrition and they don't need the fertilizers. Mm. So they won't go polluting the Great Barrier Reef.
Exactly.
And they won't be polluting the rivers.
Yep, there it is.
See, the solutions are right there. Bruce Pascoe's got lots in his books. Many, many people carry the knowledge. Mm. I phoned my foster daughter's sister, and she let her mother be my mother. You know, that was so generous. But she knows. I talked to her about the Myrna, the sweet potato, and it's all over this country. They all used to have it.
Exactly.
All the way in the Pilbara they had it. They know all about it. She knows so much that she doesn't know how much she knows.
Yeah.
Because she's grown up with it. See, the university of life.
Exactly. And living the old ways is sometimes the best ways, isn't it?
It's the healthiest for us physically, and it's the healthiest for the environment.
Yeah.
You know, and it's good communities, and it's very good for our children, for their knowledge base, their confidence, their health, their education, and culture. And for the planet too, and for the animals. It's win, 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 win.
Simple equations, simple ingredients.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. We're both on the same page.
It's all there, Trevor. I've learnt it. You carry it in your heart and someone speaks, or you carry it in your being and somebody speaks, you think, oh, yes, and it grows. You know, from small things, big things grow.
Exactly. Well, I remember I remember about 10-odd years ago, I think the first electrical car came to the table. And then I believe the big oil companies bought out the owners or the inventors of that and all the paperwork and scrapped it. You know what I mean?
Because for the water car.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I mean? To protect their industry as such.
I heard the same thing for the water car, and that was more than that. That was 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Well, there you go, you know.
And for the water-powered car.
Yeah. All vehicles should be electrical. That'll
another thing that I heard in relation to oil companies, that, and I heard this on a program called The Naked Scientist, which comes out of Cambridge University, several months ago. So I fell asleep and I woke up to 3 a.m. with the radio on.
Mm-hmm.
The container loads of gas that they use for the plastic bags is the equivalent of, figures are all muddled up because I was half asleep, something like 15 or 30 coal mines.
Yeah, there you go.
The impact of one container load of the gas for plastic bags. And recycling plastic bags is the same cost as a container load of gas. So why aren't they recycling everything?
Well, exactly. When you look at it, the simple solutions, as you mentioned, you know,
it's the millionaires and the billionaires and those that
want to be. I was just going to say that, the people with the money. It's all greed. It's all about money.
They've got a real sickness called money.
Exactly.
Because you can only eat so much, you can only dance so much, you know?
Well, when you're gone, leave this earth, you can't take the Ferrari with you.
Nope.
And the mansions.
No. And there's nothing more special than the forest, and I'm lucky I've got little Quandas raiding the chicken run.
good.
To see them, and I have to move the food from them so the chickens can have some to eat because they grab it.
And then that takes energy, so there's your exercise
like
for the day.
They're not on motorbikes, but they're like little things running all over the place. And then I've got the birds flying over, and because I've been here a long, they know me and they talk to me as they trim the trees.
There's Auntie Sylvia. There's Auntie Sylvia.
Yeah, they always make sure I say hello to them. Kaya, they know the language.
Of course.
See, when we use the ancient language, they know the ancient language.
Yes, ancient to the land.
Or the language of the country. They know the proper language. They know it because they've grown with it. They're clever. They're clever, you know, it's amazing how clever they are.
Yeah, you know? So true.
One of the possums, when she's coming down at night, she wants an apple. It's too big for her to carry with her baby on her back. So she runs back up the tree, pops it on the fork of the tree, and comes down again and picks up the apple.
Pick. Yep, that's right.
A lesson about caring for your children safely, isn't it?
Yeah, we can learn a lot of animals. I've got to keep moving. My sister got news coming up, but good yarn with you, Sylvia. You take care, sis.
And all of you as well. And hopefully that the others that have the power and the money can hear this conversation.
Thank you.
Start sorting out. Oh, United Nations, make them strong under the Declaration.
Yes.
Get the Declaration going for all of us in this country.
Fantastic. Thank you, Sylvia. Beautiful yarn. Sylvia from WA, a regular caller. and look, saying her piece about protecting Mother Earth, and we should be all working together to do that, to protect Mother Earth. We only got one planet, so there it is, you know. I remember driving up to Kuranda one day, and there was the, you know, you're in two lanes, and it says form one lane, and you goes to two lanes to one lane, and the sign was form one lane. Don't want to talk about people out there damaging property and what have you, but someone wrote on that sign, form one, and on where the word lane is, they put P at the front and ET at the end of it, form one planet. I love that. So take that on board. Form one planet. Don't form one lane. Form one planet. We are all here on one planet. Let's get it together, you people. Trendy Trevor going to sign off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company. 1 hour program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. So call tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page at BBN987FM, so you can make your comments there or give your opinion or your statement either way, and we can respond and keep the yarn going strong here on National Talk Black. With that, look, take care, you mob. We'll be yarning soon.